You're the reason I get up every morning.
It is 9:10. Thank you so much for choosing us. Every single Friday, we bring you personalities that you know about, newsmakers, people that are training for one reason or the other, be it negative, be it positive, whatever. We don't care. We bring them to the mic and we have conversations about them. We profile them. We get to understand what makes them tick, what makes them laugh, and also just their background. And boys and girls, young and old, today we've got the presidential advisor on youth matters, the administration of the Land of the Brave in the studio. Please help me welcome Desiri Mateo.
Come on.
Hi, Desiri. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. What a grand welcome.
Of course. This is Fresh FM. This is how we do it. We amplify it and we make sure that you feel welcome. Desiri, is this your first conversation on Fresh FM? Like, actually in the studio?
No, you've been here before.
You've been here before. At this new structure.
Just not with you, though.
Just not with us.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a little jealous, though, that it's not with us.
Actually, I'm not. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because the conversations that we have on Fresh Breakfast, nobody has ever had these conversations with you.
Yes. And today we're going to do exactly that.
Yeah, we'll prove it to you.
Yeah.
No pressure, though.
This is like, guys.
I don't know what's happening.
Daisy, tell us about yourself, man. Like, where did you grow up? What is your story? Where did you come from? What's that little village that made this beautiful gem that is Daisy Matias today?
When I'm outside of the country, I say that I'm African with a Namibian passport. So I identify, and I think over time, we're all identified just as Africans originating from a certain country.
Yeah.
But within Namibia, I'm a girl from Onipa. Mm-hmm. I was born in a small village mission town where my grandparents were the head of the church. My grandfather is a bishop.
Your grandfather's a bishop, dude.
Of the Lutheran church. Retired now.
Yeah. What's his name?
Bishop Dumeni.
Bishop Dumeni is your father?
My grandfather.
Your grandfather.
My mother's father. I grew up at Onipa. That's where I was born. Mm-hmm. I was educated in a Finnish ECD center, primary kindergarten.
Yeah.
And at the age of 6, my mom got married and we moved to Windhoek. Mm. And we lived in Eros. I studied at the Holy Cross Convent. I studied at St. Paul's College for high school. And then for university, I went to Cape Town. I did my undergrad at AAA School of Advertising before going on to UCT Business School for honors and masters.
Mm. Which is the funny thing that we uncovered while looking into your story.
Yeah.
Is that you did advertising, or you actually studied the field itself. But before we get to that, do you speak the language Finnish?
No. The Finnish taught me English.
They taught you English. Okay, cool. The advertising, please explain that to us. Because looking at you right now and looking at what you studied, it's the reality for many in the country.
Absolutely.
But how did you get into that? Like, how did that journey come about? Did they come to your school, you know, give out the forms,
and
or did someone tell you about it?
Yeah.
It's so true, NSK, that, you know, the career path that I had taken initially and the work that I'm doing now is just testament that this work chose me. But I do think that the series of decisions that I had taken before I reached this apex probably prepared and qualified me to do the work that I'm doing now. Mm-hmm. My first love is, has, and will always be marketing, branding, and communications. I'm a brand strategist.
Okay.
I was highly influenced by my cousin Clara, who studied at AAA as a graphic designer.
Okay.
She's so talented, and being exposed to her work and her love for the creative arts made me realize the power of creativity, the power to create. I love marketing because you are able to add value to people's lives. You solve problems, you create solutions, you meet needs.
Yeah.
You can wake up in the morning and you conceptualize a new product that really improves the lives of others, and I found that very gratifying. So that is what pushed me into marketing, and I did that for 7 years before deciding to cross over into enterprise development.
That's fantastic. So maybe just to tap into that workspace, because I also have a background in marketing and advertising and so forth.
Yeah.
What would you say is the one thing that was just exciting about your job that you still carry on today? I mean, I understand it's completely different spaces, right? But maybe that one thing that excited you the most about being in that space that you kind of still carry today to, you know, be a little bit more excited about your job. if you will.
I coined an acronym while I was there called SAM. Solve a problem, address an issue, meet a need. I did it.
Give it to us again.
Where's my journal?
We might even repossess this.
But now, type for us.
I'm typing here. You said?
I did a TED talk in 2015 on brands building nations. Mm. And I'm persuaded that brands contribute so much to the GDPs of economies. They improve lives. And every single product should fulfill SAM. You should solve a problem, address an issue, and meet a need. And when you can do that, you've got a business case. You will always be in business. You will always make money because there will be a demand. There's a need you're meeting and a problem that you're solving. So problem solving is leadership. Not only reserved for marketers and branding specialists. So within public office, I still apply SAM. I must solve a problem, address an issue, meet a need.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Solve a problem, address an issue, and meet the need.
Yeah.
Come on.
That
man.
Is your word for Come wait. On, she deserves an A.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on. You learn something new every day.
Absolutely, wow. man. Wow. So we found out something very interesting about you, and that is your love for dance. Hey, you were in a dance group at St. Paul's, right?
Oh, guys.
I told you, Daisy, so we're going to get there.
Before we apply.
Yeah.
Before we apply the pressure. What was the name of the group?
Yeah, what was the name of the group, dude?
I don't remember the name, but I know that we did a lot of dance performances on Destiny's Child Survivor.
Destiny's Child? Do you still remember the moves?
Do you
She's
want to?
I
had my days too. We had a group called DHQ, the Dance Hall Queens. We thought we were all that. Right.
Well, I can see how that went down.
I can remember a little bit. So maybe you could chat. Can you challenge me?
I'll tell you what. Had I not received the scholarship to go to Triple A?
Yeah. Oh, you received a scholarship as well.
I received a bursary.
A bursary. Okay.
I was admitted to two institutions in South Africa. I was on my way to Rhodes in Grahamstown to go pursue a BA in dance. That is how much I love the creative arts and specifically dance.
So she will dance me out. It's basically what she's trying to say.
Wow.
Your game better be strong, girl, because me!
Exactly!
Me!
She gave it to you subtly, bro, subtly.
Girl,
don't be coming here with your high school.
So much
dance.
Class.
I was about to study.
But I've been out of it for a while, so I can't threaten anyone.
Same.
But what style was it? Was it hip hop? Was it R&B? Was it the Kwasa Kwasa? What was the style?
Man, I just love music. I just love music. I think it's a universal language, and I can pretty much enjoy every genre.
Do you perhaps remember the members of the group? Or how many were you guys? Were there
yes,
four, five?
Are you
was
guys
it a
still
big
friends?
Group?
I'm going to call names.
Let it be.
And it's okay. We just want to know.
I was with Twapewa Shaitanodi. Twaps and I were very tight in high school. We were the same size. We walked around like twins.
Wow.
Nelao Hamonime, a very active tweep, Crazy Nels.
I know her.
Yeah.
I've checked out her tweeps as well.
Lenise Helmut and a few others, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
it was a vibe.
This is incredible. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. It's at 9:18. We've got Tadeshi Matias, the presidential advisor to the administration itself. Of
you
the
forgot
of the
beautiful.
I'm getting there, Okwa. Especially
it.
How she looks today.
She's so cute.
Oh, my word. But don't worry. You'll see the pictures. As a matter of fact, live.
No.
Okay, but you will see the pictures pretty soon.
On our Instagram,
Yes. All right, cool. It's the Ellis Gain Shake One, probably brought to you by Jacob's Coffee. Stick around. We are going to hit Deji with more surprises after this. It is 9:25. It's a beautiful morning indeed. Destiny's Child Survivor. It is someone's favorite song in the whole wide world.
Right.
Yeah, she used to perform on this song in high school.
So let me tell you what happened right now. We're having a conversation about something, and as we're conversing, I literally lost her the split second that she heard the beat.
Yeah. She turned into
instantly.
Oh my goodness. We are featuring Tadeshi Matias. She's the presidential advisor that's on youth matters to the administration of the Land of the Brave. It's the NSK and Shekwan. This is probably brought to you by Jacob's Coffee.
You know this.
Now, OC Deji, I think we will proceed
I'm OC
to
too.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's just the thing, by the way.
I like it.
Yes. It's like it just rolls off the tongue. I don't even like think about it. Now we will reveal our first surprise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. We're gonna reveal our first surprise.
Before that,
yeah.
Maybe just three words.
Yes.
That will describe Daisri, the girl that was born in Onipa at Onanjogwe Hospital. On the 15th of December, 1985.
Yeah, we
know you, girl.
We pulled the CIA on you.
On I left out one thing. On a Sunday.
Hey.
On a Sunday. That changes everything.
It was on a Sunday.
Amazing. It was a Sunday. I would go by kind. Reserved.
Okay.
And faithful.
Kind, reserved and faithful. Those are powerful.
And she embodies that, honestly.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course you do. I mean, with that said, I need you to have a listen. Osi, have a listen.
Hey, Daisri Mathers. You've come a long way. From being the biggest Marshall fan and being able to rap any Marshall track at the drop of a hat, those who know, to your high school dance group with the girls, Pink Aaliyah, to our days as the Garden Girls in Flower Street. I can't help but laugh at the toothpaste and toilet roll incident in Cape Town. I can't share any more details. Anyway, it's been a journey. And here you are, bright as the dawn. You have grown into a stunning being, achieved more than most people could dream of, empowered through it all with God by your side. We're so proud of you, and we'll always be in the front row of your life, rooting you on. Thank you for always being willing to share your dolls with me. Love you so very much from me and the whole clan. Happy Friday, my sissy.
Who's that?
You guys are going to make me cry. That is the one and only Mags Dolly Adelina.
Yeah.
We're sisters now. Our parents got married.
Yeah, yeah.
But before we were sisters, we were friends. We were childhood friends. We used to play together with Dolly in Onipa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys have carried that friendship, now sisterhood, for all of that time.
A very beautiful relationship that has evolved from childhood friendship into a sisterhood.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
It's
beautiful.
And it's very rare to find those.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Because I feel a lot of the times, yes, we have our childhood friends, but we get to a certain age or space in our lives where we outgrow each other so much. So the fact that she's still in your life, like vice versa, that is such a blessing, honestly.
What is that Cape Town incident? We want
we want to know.
I'm trying to remember exactly which one were the
toothpaste
and the toilet paper. But look, I'll confess on air.
Yeah.
The first time that I lived outside of my mother's house was when I went to varsity first year.
Mm-hmm.
And I shared an apartment with my best friend, Janet. And I remember going into the garden center, Pick and Pay, to go and buy some supplies.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, how old? I was 19, I was 18 when I went to Cape Town to university.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how much a toothpaste and a toilet paper roll costs. I remember thinking I think I had 20 rand, and I was very panicked, not knowing whether I could actually afford a roll of toilet paper and toothpaste. Student life will humble you.
Yeah, no, really.
And I was so surprised to find out that you could actually get toothpaste for, I think, 6 rand, and a roll was 3 rand or something. And but I'm not, there was a particular
incident. Because mom took care of that prior to you actually, like, I understand.
When
understand.
You're in your mother's house, you don't even ask.
Right?
Everything is for free.
It's there.
So, apart from being a powerhouse and, you know, us just seeing you in the papers and admiring you, you're a mom, right?
I am a mother.
Yes. So what would you say is the one lesson that your mom carried over to you, that you are intentionally carrying over to Ohole today?
Sure. My mom was a young mom when she had me. She was 19.
Mm-hmm.
I was 26 when I had Ohole. And I think the continuity in the way that I was raised and the way that I'm raising my daughter.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you can identify it in the name that we gave her. Her father named her Ohole. Mm. But I had such a love-filled childhood. Mm. My mother and my grandparents surrounded me with a lot of love that secured me. And I didn't realize they were doing me a big favor in preparing me for life. Mm. I think when a child is very self-assured, very well loved.
Yeah.
They have a confidence that permits them to try and fail. They start to not fear failure.
Yeah.
Because they understand unconditional acceptance. Mm. They understand unconditional love and they are willing to try. Mm. So that is what I'm putting into my daughter is to just teach her that she's loved, that she's, you know, enough, that she's valued, and that she's capable. Mm. And I think that will give her the wings to fly and not fear the fall, because back at the ranch, she will always be accepted for who she is.
That's true.
That's what my parents gave me.
Yeah. Speaking of parenthood, you've got something in your hands
what
there.
What is that?
What is that, Daisy?
Let's see. Fear, Shaquan, fear in escape. I fear you now.
Show us what's happening there.
This is a photo of my dear mother on carrying me on my baptism day.
Yeah.
You guys. She's wearing one of my favorite dresses. It's a pink chiffon satin bowed dress. And I'm wearing a dress that my grandmother had made for me. I think dress was like a 2-meter train. It dragged on the floor like a bridal dress. It was such a precious dress. I kept it for many years. I wanted to give it to my daughter, but over time it got damaged. But my grandmother made this baptism dress for me, and this is my dear mom. Beautiful. Thank you.
Now that you are speaking about
Menampa.
About Menampa, we've got a little something here for you again.
A very good morning to my beautiful daughter, Desiree Ndeshihara. Today I'm sitting here very proud of you, my precious gift from above, as I normally call you. I consider myself blessed, and I'm very proud of everything you've achieved and still to achieve. May God the Almighty continue to bless you and guide you today and forever. In order to bring up our Ohole into a blessed lady that you are and have become, Shady, good luck with the exams. I love you even more, and always remember, great is thy faithfulness. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Desiree?
Thank you. I'm speechless. Thank you for that.
Yeah, so we spoke to Menampa, and I love her. Like, we could be besties now.
Yeah.
And she tells me that you guys haven't really been speaking much because, you know, you're going through exams. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, maybe this will be the perfect time.
That's what,
just to uplift your spirit, because we know how difficult it can be through in that time.
Thank you so much. You have no idea what this means to me.
We see you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're going to close it off now.
Yes.
But we'll close it off in a second. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
This is a song for December. Whenever, wherever.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
9:34, we bring you personalities. Personalities, people that you know, people that you love, people that you follow, and people that trend for one or other reason. And today, we are closing off a conversation with OC Desiree, Matthias. She's the Presidential Advisor on Youth Matters. Now, OC Desiree, what would be your final words? And Shaquan also, perhaps also chip in where you can.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be inspired by that song that you played, Survivor from Destiny's Child.
Mm.
It's a difficult time that all of us are going through for different reasons, not just the pandemic, not just the economy. Mm. But I just think it is much harder to be a young person today than it was 10, 15 years ago.
Facts.
And we have to be resilient. We have to persevere. And we have to really work on our character so that we are able to make it and to come out stronger people.
Mm.
I feel that hardships should not define us. They should make us stronger. I feel that hardships should give us the fighting spirit that we need in order for us to survive and to come out on the other end stronger. And that would be my encouragement to everybody who's listening on this Friday morning, is that we, if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. Mm. But persevere, dig deep, and survive then you have a real story to tell.
Yeah.
Shaquan?
What?
Tears. Okay, there we go. That it's normal for me, but I guess it's...
Okay, maybe just to add on very quickly.
Yeah.
She's taking me back to the Mothers in Business Gala dinner, because I saw you there as well.
Yeah.
And there was something that Connie said, and I've shared this before with you, NSK, where Connie said, Auntie Connie said that, you know what, sometimes we say that God gives his toughest battles to his strongest soldiers, right? Mm. But the way she understands it, because of her life experience, especially with, you know, losing her husband, was that God gives his toughest battles to his weakest soldiers to strengthen them. Mm. And I think for me, that truly resonates with that message that I got. And obviously from what you just said right now. Yeah. Thank you for your time. Thank you so much for pouring into our cups today. I'm pretty sure that there are people who are listening from Ngwendiva, Chumev, you know, they're tuned in, and I'm very, very proud of you, genuinely.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for making time for us.
Thank you for inspiring the nation. We love your laughter. Keep laughing.
Thank you.
Yes.
This is Fresh Breakfast. We've got DJ Scott coming up.